Good morning, Dr. Chang. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Glenn and Jamie. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Dr. Chang is from Omega Alpha Equine. And we always get this wrong because you have a brand new website, so I'm going to say it right away. It's omegaalpha.com. It's that simple. It's omegaalpha.com.
Yes, we finally got omegaalpha.com. We had to pay off a squatter, unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
I wondered how you got that, because it sounds like it's a pretty popular, you know, you'd have to hunt somebody down to get that.
Yeah, they were just squatting on it. But I couldn't help but hear the last bit of your conversation with loading your horse without the whip and et cetera. I hope you were using chill. You know, you calm him down, give him some chill.
She didn't have time.
Ready?
Dr. Chang, this is a horse that I just bought and I went to pick up. And so I get there. He wasn't crazy. He just didn't want to go in, and I'm on the road and that tension was high. I needed chill. That's needed chill. The horse was fine. So I'm like, oh my God, we're in the road. The cops are coming. There's people everywhere. Cars are driving by. Oh my God. I needed it. Horse is like, what's your problem?
Well, I'm glad you got home in one piece then, at least.
Thank you. Thanks. But that's good advice. Give them the chill before you load them up and go. And then everybody has an easier travel time. And we are going to talk to you today about supporting the needs of the senior horse. And for those who listen, I have several of those. And so we are going to talk about the immune system, probiotics, and their joints. Again, you can follow along at omegaalpha.com, find the list of dealers, see where to buy. But let's talk a little bit about how can we help our seniors.
Senior horses are like people. You know, when you get older, everything doesn't work properly. One of the biggest complaints with senior horses, I guess, would be their joint issues. You see, you look at the horse that's been sitting outside. He's happy and contented, but you look at him walk, he's a little bit creaky, or she's a little bit creaky, etc. So, you know, the first thing I like to point out is do something for the joints. The joints are important, because if they're comfortable, you know, it's a lot easier on everybody. Now, I know everybody wants to use a plain straight glucosamine. And even though I tell people do not use chondroitin on horses, they're just wasting their money. But, you know, people will still use it. So, you know,
tell us why.
It doesn't get absorbed. So you're wasting your money. You might as well, if you're going to use chondroitin, double up on the glucosamine, and you'll probably get a better effect with that than with chondroitin. And glucosamine is a lot cheaper than chondroitin, right? One of the things, though, that people don't realize with any type of joint issues, etc., there's always an inflammatory component. So if you use some like our Sinuex, which has the anti-inflammatory herbs in there, it makes a huge difference. Now, I don't advocate you go out and get any of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs because they're rough on the stomach. But the anti-inflammatory herbs are quite easy on the stomach. There's never been any issues with horses who have used the Sinuex stomach-wise, right? Or even our anti-flam product, right? So both of them have anti-inflammatory herbs in there. The second thing I'd like to address is the immune system, right? Again, as the horses get older, they're like people, immunity just doesn't work as best, right? So you probably see a lot more coughing, runny noses, that type of thing. So, you know, we're known for our immune products. So, you know, we have things that will help boost immunity, right? So, you know, the Immune Plus boosts the horse's immunity, helps stave off some of these things like the colds and the flus.
Now, Dr. Chang, the immune booster, are there times that you recommend giving it? Is this something they should be on all the time, and the joint supplements as well? Are these seasonal or are these all the time?
Joint supplements I would advocate all the time, just because whether you like it or not, the old joints just wear out. And what you're trying to do then is to make the horse as comfortable as you can. I wish I could say we or anybody else has a product that helps the joint regrow to be as good as when they were like 5-year-olds or 4-year-olds. Doesn't happen, right? The best you can do is to help the repair mechanism a little bit with the glucosamine, right? And the anti-inflammatory herbs are in there also to help with the inflammation and hence with the pain, right? For those who want to spend more money in the horses, you know, you can add things like vitamins and minerals, right? The minerals are more so for to help rebuild some of that joint tissue because, you know, whether you like it or not, in order to build joint tissue, you need minerals. And yes, the horses can get minerals in their food, right? But is it sufficient for the type of repair that they would need? So it's a good idea to supplement. So, you know, so I'm thinking of a mineral product, which has the vitamins, it has the B vitamins, which is important because the B vitamins are cofactors in that's used in the repair mechanism of joints to help rebuild joints, help rebuild tissue, all those type of things. B vitamins are important for those type of things, right? Mm-hmm. So just like your horse that's a performance horse or a show horse, you chew up a lot of B vitamins, it's the same thing, right? You need those B vitamins, right? Okay. Last but not least, right, the gut. I always talk about the gut because, you know, a lot of problems stem from the gut, right? I mean, if you're not digesting properly or if you have gut issues, you know, you're not going to get the nutrients. So it's a good idea to take a probiotic with the food. And that in itself makes the horse a lot more comfortable because if you have no digestive issues, the probiotics actually help with the digestion of the food because more so for horses because horses need good bacteria to help digest their food. Most of the horse's food is actually digested with the help of bacteria,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. Because the bacteria breaks on the grasses, etc.
Now, this is what I've kind of heard is like, they're the roots of the tree, you know, the gut is the root of the tree. And if that's healthy, then the rest of it will flourish, you know? So the product, the Immune Plus, maybe give that in the, what do you think, the spring or the fall as the weather starts to change?
The Immune product, because it's an older horse, it's you give it to them on a daily basis, right? Uh-huh. You may do it 3 weeks out of a month, right?
Uh-huh.
And 1 week off. And, you know, the reason you want to do that is because if you boost the immune system, the horse is automatically a lot healthier. You have to remember, we're dealing with an older horse. And the problem with any older animal, just like us, you know, I could feed us to the yin-yangs, but old age just creeps up. The DNA is not replicating as good. The repair mechanisms don't work as good. I can give us all of the you know, the good protein, et cetera, but if the mechanisms are not working that good, we just right. have to sort of keep our systems as primed as they can be, and I stress the word can be, as opposed to I could say, or this will be, because you know, when you get older, it's not like when you have a 5-year-old horse that's at the peak, right? They run a mile and they shake it off as if that was just a nice walk, right?
Right,
I can't
right.
see a senior horse running a mile, right?
No.
And if they do, they'll be paying for it for a long time.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that our senior horse Chili, he was out running. We just moved to a new place and he was out running and like acting like a little colt. We were like, dang, we've never seen Chili move that fast. Do you know what he did later? He colicked.
So,
he's like, oh my God, I can't get up. I gotta lay down.
Oh.
He was exhausted. Yeah. So it's the same exactly. So some things for him, the joints and the probiotics and the immune system here, that would be a great thing for him. Yeah. So the products that you recommend, you mentioned the Sinuex for the joints. What else would you say for the Immune Plus is the...
And the Biotic 8. I tell everybody, all right, if you don't do anything that I am suggesting, do the Biotic 8.
Mm-hmm.
Because the probiotics are so important for gut health. And usually, as you said, if the roots are doing well, the rest of the tree will flourish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the probiotics are very important. I mean, that's just one aspect of it, but it's a very important aspect.
Well, it is definitely the first thing I start horses on. And actually, now that I got that new horse, I got to place an order. So, yeah, we'll need the probiotics, the Biotic 8. I'm not kidding you guys. When you get a horse or you get a horse that moves in, that needs to be the first thing that you do. Thank you for the reminder. I'm writing this down.
And by the way, I relate to everything you're talking about very personally.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Like, you're like, yeah, I'm how old is old? Because it seems like it's starting earlier and earlier. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm joining the club, so there you go.
We're going to have to put you out to pasture, Dr. Chang and Glenn. I'll just hang out under a tree together.
We can hang out and sip our water.
Yeah,
and
sometimes that's not a bad thing, you know, hang out, drink a beer, you know, or two.
Stick some Immune Plus in there, we'll be good to go. You guys can see...